Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios from the, today he's going to represent the Taos Area Education Foundation, Tim Haskin. How are you, Tim?
I'm great, and I'm also a member of the Chicago Cubs World Series Championship fan team.
Thank you. Yes, I have not gotten over that yet. I still got the hangover going. So.
I don't blame you. You know, there's a lot of people saying, oh, they're going to repeat. They got so much coming back. You know, hey, you know, one is great. If you can do it again, fine, but don't get in that game because it's so hard.
It is. You're right. It was a struggle. I took 7 games to get there as it was.
So, and 100 years.
Yeah, 108 years. Not that we're counting. 108 years. Well, thank you for jumping on with me. It's been a fun ride for sure. Well, so is this 26 years? You know, we talk about the Cubs big number, but 26 years for the Tree of Lights.
It's kind of amazing because I was teaching at that point when it started, and it was just kind of a little group and, gave away a couple of scholarships here and there. And wow, when I tell you some of these numbers, it's gonna blow your mind. It's amazing.
Well, before we get into those numbers, the lighting ceremony is taking place tomorrow night already?
Tomorrow night, yes. We're gonna have the tree lighting right at the high school. It'll start at 7 o'clock, and it's a short ceremony. Yeah. We honor one of our former educators. He'll be lighting the tree, and he's most deserving, and I'll tell you that's gonna be Mr. Paul Hay, counselor at the school for years and years.
Nice.
He was with me for most of my career, he did a fine job. So we're going to honor him. And there's free homemade cookies. And I heard that Mrs. Vanderveen, I think it is, homemade molasses cookies are to die for.
Man, yeah.
So, and they're free, along with some hot cocoa.
Nice,
so,
all right.
Usually the choir sings, and we have just a brief presentation, some of the things I'll say today, and then we move on. So
yeah, well, be a part of it. Come on out tomorrow night, 7 p.m. That's at Taos Area High School. But let's talk about some of the fundraising. They can still purchase either a light or an ornament, right?
Yes, you can. Usually, I think most of the time we get our little things to fill out at the high school, but you can call one of the board members and I'll let you know who they are. If you can't get one, you just fill it out, and if you want to honor someone, or if you want to in somebody's memory, or maybe you want to just give some money and put your name out there.
Yeah,
so, and then your name will go in the school on this big tree on the bulletin board, so everybody can see who the donees were, not the person that donated, but the person it was for.
Yeah,
and it's really a nice deal. So if you want a light in your honor, it's only $10, and if you want to be part of our, still we're kind of like at the end of our 25th anniversary, a bulb for $25, we'd accept anything. It goes for great causes because most of it goes to kids or teachers, but not for the teacher themselves, which I'll explain.
Yeah, go ahead and explain that. It's a scholarship program kind of thing, right? Grants and that kind of thing?
Yeah, the grants go to the teachers.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that it's grants go to the teachers only for supplies and stuff for their classroom. Sometimes it's a field trip or whatever, or things that the school cannot afford.
Right.
And in this day and age, there's a lot of things in school.
Yeah.
I thought it was bad when I was there, but trying to get stuff is really hard. And those extra things away from the computer and the book are so valuable, and the kids always appreciate that stuff so much more. We had like huge maps on the gym floor that they could walk on and get a feel of things. So it is really great. And the other thing is we give scholarships. And I'm going to tell you that the scholarships are really helpful to our kids, of course, that are going to school. And we have given away, since this started, I wish I was part of the whole thing, but I'm kind of a newer member, $187,000 in grants. That's just for the grants for the teachers, for the kids. And then we have given away in scholarship. Yeah. You have a drum roll or anything? Hey, you're good. $389,000.
Wow.
That this group has raised. And a lot of that, I'll have to tell you, is raised by people that made donations from somebody that died, or maybe they died and they gave a bequeath to the Taos Area Foundation.
So nearly 600 grand total. That is a lot of money. That's nice.
Yep. And I just will, it would be nice to mention that the Barkman, Coyle, Green, Worth, Sanders, and Jensen were some of our main donors over the years, we still have monies from them that we're giving away, and some of those are going to be here for a long time. And we do have a surprise that I'm not sure I can tell everybody yet, but we have a new donor this year that we'll probably announce pretty soon.
Okay.
And I'm talking about some big money.
Big money. Big money. Okay. Ooh.
So that means probably we'll raise the amount of money that we give away for our scholarships.
Wow. All right. So, well, every dollar counts, and you can do it in $10 or $25 by making a donation to the Taos Area Education Fund right now.
Exactly. And last year alone, we gave out $10,000 in grants, and for seniors, $27,500 last year for scholarships.
Nice.
Incidentally, some of the scholarships, actually, there's one that they give to a college kid in the second year and maybe the third, mm-hmm. and they like it to be somebody who'd already won. So if they've won one, they have a chance to get a couple more. And this is for you parents out there, especially the senior parents. If there's millions of scholarships out there, not as enough, but there is a lot of them. If you're going to apply for one, it's not because I'm on this committee. I'm just telling you, apply for this one, because when you apply for this, you're applying for either four, five, or six scholarships with one application.
Oh, that is nice.
So that is awesome.
Yeah.
So if you don't win the one, maybe you're in the pool for another one, and that allows us to give out 17 or 20 different people get a scholarship from us. So it's great.
That's right. All right. The 26th annual Tree of Lights, the lighting tomorrow night, 7 p.m. That's at Taos Area High School. Pick up a form and make a donation. Or was it P.O. Box 81? Is that it?
Yeah, they're very good. You have
Thanks.
This guy's not only good on the radio, he's got a memory, too. Post Office Box 81, East Taos, Michigan. Of course, is it 48730?
It is. Tim Haskin from the Taos Area Education Foundation. Before I let you go, though, you got a couple other announcements you want to make.
Just want to remind you that Project Graduation is a long time away, but we're working on it already. And if you would like to do something for Project Graduation, get a hold of me, or you know what, stop down at the lodge and see Julie. She's our president this year. And if you go on a special night, try their goulash. Ooh, oh my goodness, it is so good. And coming up also, I'd like to announce that the Taos Community Band is awesome, just like the Huron Shores Chorus. They just finished their concert, but the band is next Monday at the Emmanuel Lutheran School.
Yes, it is, yeah.
North and then there. Also on the 13th at Taos Bay Players at the Theater is our annual Storytelling and Songs. And it's a great night. And both of those concerts are free. And Kevin, I think that sometimes when you give free concerts, I think people think maybe they're not, you know what, what's a freak? They're probably not very good. Trust me, they are really, really good.
Yeah, both. Yeah, you're going to want to come to both shows and get into the holiday spirit. Tim Haskin, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
It is, and I hope to see you before, but if not, Merry Christmas.